Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, and what a day to be back. I missed a lot of time. I've been off for the last 3 weeks for some personal reasons, and happy to be back here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're being treated the Super Wild Card weekend. You know, in past years, the Colts would be watching today. Instead, they're in Orchard Park against the Bills, and this has been a super exciting fourth quarter. We've got 24 combined points between the Colts and the Bills. It's a three-point game with 3 minutes left. Bills lead 27-24. Bills were cooking again. They haven't punted in the second half. A sack fumble, a 23-yard loss. Buffalo was able to jump on the loose ball. Darrell Williams, the right tackle. But it's now second and 33. Now going to be third and 33. And they haven't been stopped much in this game. You know, they've had lousy field position for most of the game. They haven't forced a Phillip Rivers turnover. No interceptions, no fumbles. The Colts have driven the ball every possession, but they've come away with fewer points than you'd want, where they've had to kick field goals in the red zone. They gambled and went for it a couple times and failed. They had a fourth and goal at the 2-yard line in the first half. The Bills, two. They went for it, didn't get it, and then the Bills took it 98 yards and took a lead, a 14-10 lead into halftime. And so, unless there's a miracle on this third and forever, or maybe the Bills get in position where they want to go for it on fourth down, it looks like at 39 years old in his first year with the Colts, Phillip Rivers is going to have a chance to come away with a win. That they're, or at worst case, you know, a chance to tie the game, because it is a three-point game. And the Bills look like they're going to punt it on fourth and 19. Which, because it's a field goal, I think it's the right call. You know, in this situation, you don't get it. You give the Colts, you put them in a spot where they get two first downs and they can tie the game. So they'll punt it, pin him deep, and force Phillip Rivers, but he's moved the ball all day. And so I would actually be surprised, even given his MO of heartbreaking, back-breaking turnovers when you can least afford to give the ball away, I would expect the Colts to force overtime, or at least get to 27, and then the Bills either have a chance at a rebuttal or they go to overtime. So this game's been a doozy. It's been a lot of fun. The Colts have been a worthy adversary. The Bills, the hottest team going into the playoffs, having won 8 of 9, that only loss coming on a Hail Mary. The Colts have given them everything and then some. They've won the time of possession. They haven't turned the ball over, but they have done a lot of beating themselves. And also, you know, this is relevant here. Their kicker, it's not Adam Vinatieri anymore. It's not a guy that's headed to the Hall of Fame. It's Rodrigo Blankenship, the rookie from Georgia. And the only reason why, or one of the reasons why this game is not tied right now, why the Colts aren't driving with a chance to win the game with a field goal, is because Blankenship missed a 33-yarder in the second half, in the third quarter. And then the Bills took the ball and scored a touchdown. So that's what I'm talking about with the Colts beating themselves today. All right, so Indy will start at their own 14-yard line, 2:30 to go. They don't have any timeouts left, trailing 27-24. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. That's 855-212-4227. I'll tell you what you can expect over the next hour of the show. Expect some post-game discussion on this one, Colts and Bills, because it's been maybe not a classic. It's not Bills-Oilers when Frank Reich was the Buffalo quarterback, but it's been a really good game. Expect to hear from the coaches, Frank Reich and Sean McDermott, and probably Phillip Rivers in the next hour. We'll also get a look ahead to the game tonight between the Bucs and Washington. Tampa Bay on the road against a 7-9 team, which makes no sense to me. That makes no sense to me. The Bucs should be at home. I don't care that you won your division. A 7-9 team, a team with a losing record, the only thing they should get for making the playoffs, or the only thing they should get, excuse me, for winning the division, is a spot in the playoffs. And it should be the last spot. Washington should be the 7 seed because they have the worst record. You do it that way because you give the Saints, and I know the Bears are only 8-8, but you give the Saints the easiest first-round matchup. They've earned that. Washington hasn't earned the 4 seed. They're not the 4th best team in the NFC. In the NFC playoffs, or the 7th best team. So that's how it should have worked. The Saints should be playing Washington. The Seahawks should be playing the Bears. And the Bucs should be hosting the Rams. The Bucs should have a home playoff game. They don't. They got to go to Washington. And by the way, the Colts are going to face a third down here in a second. It's at the 2-minute warning right now. A 3rd and 5 at their own 30. And, you know, there are obviously 4 downs here. So they got 2 chances to get 5 yards and keep their drive going. They don't have any timeouts coming out of the 2-minute warning, trailing 27-24. The Bucs are the one team playing today I think can win the Super Bowl. The Bills, some people listening right now, I don't know if you're a Bills fan, it's interesting. If you're listening to me while this game is going on, that's unbelievable. But if you're wondering, Andrew, why don't you think the Bills can win the Super Bowl? That's an easy one because of what their defense is. If they had last year's Bills defense, they could win the Super Bowl. The problem is, if they had last year's Bills offense, they wouldn't be able to do it. They did a 180 this year. The Bills have an offense. It is reminiscent of what the Chiefs were last year. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. You get stuffed at the goal line on 4th down, they got to go 99 yards or 98 yards in 90 seconds, they can do it. And they did it at the end of the first half. They got some help from the Colts, a horrible lack of discipline where a guy jumped on 4th and 3 when they were just trying to jump him off sides and they baited him into it. Teams with the 18th best defense, scoring defense, in the NFL don't win the Super Bowl. And they'll eventually, if not in the next 10 minutes, with the Colts with a chance to win the game here, at least tie the game, the Bills will eventually run into a team that can go punch for punch with them offensively, that have the horses, that have the firepower, that have the personnel to go score for score with them offensively and have a better defense. They can get one stop when the Bills can't. The difference between the Bills this year and the Chiefs last year is that Kansas City had guys in the front 7, Frank Clark, Chris Jones, that would keep an offensive coordinator up at night. They had players in their front 7 that were disruptors. The Bills had that last year because of opt-outs and free agency and injuries. They don't have that anymore. Their best player is a corner, Tre'Davious White on defense. He, great player. But he can't defend. He can only take away one guy, one threat in the passing game. You know, if you look at their other options at corner, Josh Norman's washed up. Levi Wallace is decent. But they don't get great pressure. They play bend, don't break. I mean, they're not a defense, I think, that can win a Super Bowl. They're a fun team to watch, and they've got a bright future with Josh Allen with the way he stepped up this year. But I don't think they're good enough to win a Super Bowl. The Colts on 4th and 1, 3rd and 5, Mo Alie-Cox gets 4. They, of course, line up and go for it, fourth and one. And running clock here, they don't care. They give it to Jonathan Taylor, their bell cow running back, a guy that has come on like wildfire down the stretch here. 250 last week, 253 last week against the Jags. He's averaging 6.2 yards per carry over his last six games. And the rookie running back from Wisconsin gets the first down. And so this is taking a while, though. I mean, this is not where the Colts are going bing, bang, boom down the field. Minute left, second and 10. They are at the Buffalo 30. No, they're at their own, excuse me. Yeah, they're not even close to field goal range right now. They're at their own 32-yard line. With a minute to go here, trailing 37-yard line. Trailing 27-24, facing a second and 10 here. The Bucs are the team this weekend that can win the Super Bowl. I actually have picked them to do that in a couple different places. I do a local show in Pittsburgh here on affiliate station 93.7 The Fan. The Bucs are my pick. And I think there are reasons to doubt them. You know, can a 43-year-old quarterback really win a Super Bowl in his first year in Tampa? They got to go to Green Bay if they win. Likely, they're going to be in Green Bay next week, you'd think. And Aaron Rodgers is the rightful MVP of the NFL this year. And I don't think it's going to be easy against Washington's defense. They're number two in pass defense. They're number four in scoring defense. It's going to be a struggle. I think what's going for the Bucs today is that the Washington offense is such a train wreck, and it looks like Taylor Heinicke is going to start at quarterback for Washington. Rivers just throws an incomplete pass on third and 10. So here it is. The game is on the line now. 50 seconds left. Threw it up for T.Y. Hilton. A little contact there. Not enough to call pass interference, though, I don't think. And so maybe his career on the line right here, Phillip Rivers, third and 10. Still about 30 yards away from getting in field goal range. But anyways, and we'll tell you what happens on that play in a second. But the Bucs have, you know, they've done, you can only beat the teams in front of you. Over the last month, they've played nobodies. And a sliding catch on fourth down into Bills territory. But the ball came loose. And the ruling on the field, well, we don't know what the ruling on the field yet is. We'll see if it's a fumble or not. But worst case scenario, the game's over for the Colts. It's a fumble and the Bills get it back. Best case scenario is Pascal just makes a sliding catch into Bills territory with less than a minute to go and gives Indy a first down. It's fun. I'm telling you, man. Doing this show right now, you got to be good. You got to be able to chew gum and walk. You got to be able to do two things at once. I got to be able to talk cogently and coherently to you, but also let you know what's happening in this game. And so the Colts offense was just out there in first and 10. It looks like a whistle was blown. I'm not sure if it's to review things, to look at that fumble again, or what. But there's a lot going on right now here. This got to get sorted out with less than 30 seconds to go. So, again, I'll keep my eyes open. I'll tell you what's going on here. Not really sure what's going on. Maybe there was a turnover there. I think they're going to review that fumble is my guess. That's going to be really close. The ruling on the field, though, was that it was a catch and his knee was down. The Bucs situation is this. They played the Falcons twice, the Lions and the Vikings down the stretch. They blew out all four teams, and Brady looked great in the process. He looked excellent in the process. He had 12 touchdowns and no picks in the last four games. And so they don't play a good team today, but they play a really good defense. If you're Tom Brady, Bruce Arians, and the offensive staff and the offensive unit for the Bucs, you're not getting an easy week. You've got to prepare for one of the best front fours in all of football, if not the best, with Chase Young, Jonathan Allen, and those guys. If you're the Bucs defense, you got some COVID issues. You probably feel like if we hold them, you know, it would take a lot for Washington to get to 17 points today, given Alex Smith's calf injury and I'm not even sure he's going to be available for this game. We're going to have to watch the inactive list. It might be a spot where Heinicke starts, Smith is the backup, and the only way Alex Smith goes into the game is if Heinicke gets hurt. So my instincts were right. They're looking at this play. They're reviewing it to see if it was a fumble. What happened was, 4th and 10, Pascal catches the ball at like the Bills 45. It's a sliding catch because it's one of those low, wobbly throws from Rivers. He tries to get back up. And when he got back up from making a sliding catch, the ball got ripped out. But it looked like his knee might have been down. I've looked at it a couple times. I can't really tell. It's close. And the ruling on the field was that Pascal was down by contact. So the Bills have gotten, when it's come to replays in this game, they've gotten them all. They've gotten all these 50-50 calls. There were two catches made by Gabriel Davis on the touchdown drive the Bills had right before the end of the first half, where they looked to see if he got 2 feet in. The ruling on the field both times was catch. They kept with the ruling on the field. There was also a play on that drive where it looked to the referees like Allen threw an interception in the end zone, but the ball hit the turf. They looked at it. They overturned it. The Bills got the ball back. Josh Allen ran it in for a touchdown. And so all the replay reviews have gone the Bills' way. This one now, we're talking about around 2 minutes, 3 minutes now that they've looked at it. And my opinion on these plays has always been, if it takes this long for you to look at it and you can't clearly and concisely tell what happened, you go with the ruling on the field, which would be the Colts catch and no fumble. They keep the ball. They're still looking at it. So at this point, if they overturn it, I would disagree with it. If it takes you looking at it this many times to tell, you go with the ruling on the field because it's inconclusive. Bunch of different ways you can listen. SiriusXM Channel 206, the radio.com app, CBSSportsRadio.com. Want to shout out all the local affiliates that are picking up the show right now. We're watching the final minute of Bills Colts. In less than an hour, we're going to have Rams Seahawks. And then we've got Bucks and Washington tonight. And like I've said here, I think Tampa can and will win the Super Bowl. And Brady will get a seventh. 855-212-4227. At the Pony Express, P-O-N-I on CBS on Twitter. At the Pony Express. And we're at CBS Sports Radio. Rivers is going back out on the field. So he seems to think it's going to be Colts ball. We'll let you know when we come back. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd like to congratulate the Buffalo Bills for their first playoff win since 1995. It's a final in Orchard Park. Buffalo hangs on to beat the Colts 27-24. Let's rewind things and let you know what just happened. They kept the ruling on the field. They did not overturn the play I was telling you about. Pascal sliding catch, gets back up. Ball gets ripped out. Bills recover. They looked at it. Mike Pereira from the NFL on Fox, former head of officiating, said that should be Bills' ball. That's a fumble, clear recovery by Buffalo. They looked at it for 5 minutes. They kept with the ruling on the field, which was catch, knee down. So that gave the Colts the ball at around the 48-yard line of Buffalo. But no timeouts and less than 30 seconds to go, 28 seconds to be exact. And from there, it just looked like Indy was afraid to throw anything over the middle of the field because with no timeouts, they weren't sure how many plays they had left. So Rivers threw two balls out of bounds, two plays that went nowhere, just a couple of seconds left on the clock, fourth down, throws the Hail Mary, doesn't even get the ball to the end zone. Hilton had the best shot at making the catch at the two, but I think it was either Poyer or Hyde. I think it was Poyer who came over, batted the ball down, incomplete, game over, no flags. Bills win 27-24. I was telling Connor Green, our great producer here at CBS Sports Radio during the break, while that thing was unfolding, I would have brought Jacoby Brissett in for the Hail Mary. Because, number one, the Colts do that all the time, where they will bring Brissett in. They're paying him almost $20 million. He was their starter last year. They're bringing him in for plays, short yardage plays, fourth and short. I've seen it all year, third and inches. He's quarterback sneaks. I mean, he's a part of their offense. They keep him involved. You know he's got the arm strength to get the ball to the end zone there. And the other thing you have to think about with Hail Marys, and we saw this when Kyler Murray beat the Bills with one earlier this year. You want to give your wide receivers time to get downfield. That means you've got to move around. And Brissett could do that. He's got the arm strength. He's not a backup quarterback because he's got a pop gun arm. He's a backup quarterback because he's not accurate enough, doesn't make the best decisions with the ball. So it's a final. Now we know with the Steelers and Browns, if the Steelers win, they'll go to Buffalo next week for a rematch. We now know that we've narrowed down the list of opponents for the Chiefs next round. It would automatically be the Browns if they can go to Pittsburgh and win tomorrow night. Better, more likely, I would say, that it's either we're either going to see the Titans or Ravens in Kansas City next week. The Bills barely hang on, and they don't care about style points there. I mean, when you've gone this long without a playoff victory, it doesn't matter. They have changed the culture there. Give Sean McDermott credit. Brandon Breen, the general manager. Josh Allen, not the first quarterback taken in that draft. In fact, two guys went off the board before him. Baker Mayfield, who plays his first playoff game tomorrow night, and Sam Darnold, who is probably on the verge of losing his job in New York, went off the board before him. And I got to be honest, 2.5 years into Josh Allen's career, I was pretty convinced that he was never going to make it as a star quarterback in this league. That he was not a franchise quarterback, that he was a great athlete and he could run the ball and he could move, but that he was never going to be accurate enough, super strong arm, but was never going to be accurate enough to be a number one quarterback for someone. He has silenced all of those criticisms over the second half of the year. He's been the third best quarterback in the NFL this year behind Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, and he directed some long drives in this game, 85-yard drive, for the Bills' first touchdown in the first quarter to put them up 7-3. And then the drive right before the end of the half with some help from Gabriel Davis with some incredible catches down the sideline. 40-yard pass and then a 25-yard pass for a first down. And then ran it in. Allen ran it in to put the Bills up 14-10 at the half. So Buffalo moves on. Wasn't easy. You know, I think if I'm the Bills, I'd like to see the Titans, a team they lost to earlier in the year. I'd like to see Tennessee next week. I really would not want to play the Ravens. I think that would be, if it's Browns, Chiefs, and Ravens, Bills next week, I would pick Baltimore to beat Buffalo. Not to rain on the Bills parade here 2 minutes after a playoff game ends. I'm already picking them to get dumped next round. But look, I don't think Bills fans, as a 2 seed that went 13-3, you absolutely should have Super Bowl aspirations and dreams. But because Allen is so young, they don't have as much invested in this year as some other teams. So if they come up short, if they were to lose to the Steelers next week or the Ravens, okay, so be it. It's still an awesome year. You ended your playoff win drought. You were a really entertaining team. You made your quarterback your most important player, made huge strides and major progress. You know, the other 2 years, the Bills under McDermott made the playoffs and lost when they got beat in Jacksonville in 2017. And then last year's playoff loss to Houston. They weren't a good team either year. They got in because of Andy Dalton in week 17 in 2017 when Dalton on a last second play to Tyler Boyd beat the Ravens. And then they got the Jags and they had Tyrod Taylor as a quarterback. They were a very conservative offensive team that was really limited, that was defense first and not much else. And they got beat. And last year, their quarterback really struggled. Their defense was top-notch, and they blew a big lead. This year's team is the genuine article offensively. And they remind me of Kansas City offensively. Because you give them a sliver of hope. You give the Bills You open up, you crack the window at all for them offensively, they're going to take advantage of it. They're that dangerous. They've got a quarterback that can make every throw. He's a threat to make plays with his legs. He's turned Stephon Diggs into the best receiver in the NFL. Cole Beasley is as dependable as it gets. He's a great number two wide receiver. Gabriel Davis is big play. Isaiah McKenzie is big play. Now, I think we'll find out. We'll probably hear from Sean McDermott in the next half hour. It looks like they've lost Zach Moss. I would be surprised if he comes back and plays next week. He had a horrible ankle injury, had to get carted off the field. But, you know, they don't really run the ball. They don't have to because of Allen's threat in the run game. They don't need to get a lot of production from the running backs. Bills beat the Colts 27-24. Phillip Rivers out. This might be it for him. We'll probably hear from him, too, in the next few minutes. Is he going to come back in 2021? Does he want to play football or is he ready for retirement? He already has a deal to be a high school football coach. And we got to hear Frank Reich on some of the decision-making, really questionable game management decisions. The big one is going to be at the end of the first half. It was third and goal at the 1 yard line. They decided to run an outside run that got stuffed. That made no sense to me because of the strength of their offensive line. It's not finesse, it's power. And they've got Jonathan Taylor, who they like to run up the middle. But I mean, there's too many things could go wrong running outside there. And then they couldn't, when they gambled and went for it on fourth down, Rivers didn't really miss Pittman. It was a ball that was not thrown right on target, but you still expect the wide receiver to make a play, and he didn't. The rookie came up short there. And then the Bills went 98 yards in a minute and scored a touchdown to go up at the half. So the Colts, I think every drive for them ended in Bills territory. How about that? Every single drive for them, including this last one, ended with either a touchdown field goal or, you know, punt, whatever, it ended in Bills territory. They moved the ball the entire game and lost. 855-212-4227 if you want to weigh in here. We got some time for you at 855-212-4227. That's the number. If you want to tweet me some thoughts on this game, you can at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. Frank Reich, Sean McDermott, Phillip Rivers, we expect to hear from all of them in the next hour or so. Also, a look at Washington and Tampa Bay, tonight's game, coming up next hour. My name's Andrew Filipponi. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio. Here's the latest sports update with Erica Herskowitz.
You're listening to Andrew Filipponi on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, you are. 6,000 fans were in attendance for the Bills' first playoff win in 25 years, and CBS just showed a shot of those fans spread out in the Bills Stadium crowd, and I've been to many games there. A lot of family in Buffalo worked there, and what a passionate sports town it is. So no surprise to me that they were showing grown men crying after the Bills hung on to beat the Colts 27-24. In a lot of ways, the Colts outplayed the Bills today, but they didn't get Buffalo where it mattered most, and that was on the scoreboard. A lot of post-game discussion here, a lot of questions that need answered. What is Phillip Rivers' future? What is next for him at 39 years old? Does he want to run it back with the Colts next year at 40? And do the Colts even want him back next year? They've got a ton of cap space. So they're not going to have a spot in the first round to take a quarterback. But they can be in the market for one in a trade. So this year you're not going to have the free agent quarterback merry-go-round like we had last year, that carousel where there were a flood of decent to very good quarterbacks available on the open market, which had never happened before. Now, if you're the Colts, you need to wonder about Carson Wentz's availability, Sam Darnold's availability, Jimmy Garoppolo's availability. How about Matt Ryan's availability? Matthew Stafford. So those are five guys right there. And I would want to know about those guys before just putting a piece of paper on the table for Philip Rivers and say, whenever you're ready, if you want to sign this thing, we're good to go. We're on board with you. I don't think it's that easy. I don't think, because you know what you're getting with Philip Rivers, right? I mean, what is the end game for the Colts? Just to make the playoffs every year? I mean, at some point, and by the way, they're underway in Seattle, because I need to keep you up to speed here too. It is John Wolford at quarterback for the Rams. They start with the ball. Opening drive begins at their own 29-yard line. Jared Goff is active, but John Wolford is the Rams' starting quarterback. He beat the Cardinals last week. He went for over 250 yards passing and over 50 yards rushing. That had never happened before for a quarterback in a debut, believe it or not. But they didn't score an offensive touchdown. They do have Andrew Whitworth back at left tackle, so after a ligament tear, the ageless wonder is back for them, protecting the blind side. Cooper Kupp is playing, activated from the COVID-19 list. But Jared Goff right now is the backup to John Wolford, despite being active, the number one overall pick. He's not 100%, but still. I mean, could you imagine something like this happening with Tom Brady tonight? Where he's got a thumb injury, he's healthy enough to dress, but he isn't the best option to start. And first down for the Rams on third and one, Cam Akers. So they're starting to, we'll see with Wolford. But, I mean, Jared Goff is making over $30 million a year. He got a massive contract. He's healthy enough to dress and he's active, but he's not healthy enough to start over a no-name journeyman quarterback. Which I think does tell you something about where the Rams are with Goff. They can't feel good about signing him to that big contract extension. So as far as the Bills win over the Colts, 27-24, and Buffalo moves on, and they'll host another playoff game next week. That much is known. You know, for the Colts, they got to pick up the pieces and figure out what to do with Rivers. And I was saying before, updating you on this Rams game, you know, what's the end game for Indy? Are they in this to just make the playoffs every year? Because Rivers can do that for you, even at 40. But you know you're not going to win a Super Bowl with him at quarterback. There's a ceiling. He's 5-7 all-time in the playoffs now. And he's not getting any younger. But they do have a ton of cap space. So do they gamble on him for another year and spend the money different places and try to build a super team around him? I guess it's possible. But I'm just not really a big fan of... This was a stopgap measure by the Colts, and I think if they try to extend it beyond this year, they're asking for trouble. 855-212-4227 is the telephone number. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio. We do plan on going to the podium and getting Frank Reich, Colts coach, and Philip Rivers. We do also plan on hearing from Sean McDermott. What does the Bills coach, this guy who I believe should win NFL Head Coach of the Year? You know, the Bills made the playoffs last year, but they leapfrogged. I mean, they took a massive jump this year. They went from a decent team last year to the team that finished with the second best record in the league behind Kansas City. So we'll hear from Sean McDermott coming up as well. You can follow us on Twitter at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio. John Wolford, you'll hear this a lot today as long as he's in there. An incomplete pass for the Rams on 3rd and 9. So they are punting the ball to Seattle. Russell Wilson about to take the field for his first possession in the second of three wild card games today. This is a 3-6 matchup. The Seahawks are the 3 seed. The Rams are the 6. If the Rams win, we know that they won't play. If the Seahawks win, they can't play the Packers in the next round. If the Rams win, they could play the Packers. It would depend on what happens between the Bears and Saints tomorrow. Frank Reich's got some questions to answer here regarding some game management decisions today. His third and fourth down calls at the end of the first half at the goal line Why did he run it outside with Jonathan Taylor on first down? Why didn't they kick a field goal and try to go up in that spot? They kick a field goal. They're up 13-7. Instead, what happens is they go for it. They failed to get it. They give the Bills the ball with 140 to go in the first half, and Buffalo goes 98 yards and took his 14-10 lead into the half. Now, to the Colts' credit, and they've been a first-half team lately, to the Colts' credit, they didn't pack it in the second half. In fact, they outscored the Bills in the second half, which is ironic because I thought the Colts played better in the first 30 minutes of the game than they did in the second 30 minutes and had less to show for it. So Reich's going to get asked about that. There was a play where he challenged a fumble call. Zach Moss, who the Bills running back got injured and needed to get carted off and probably won't play now. You wouldn't think, again, in these playoffs, it looked like a very serious injury. The ball came out, but the knee was down. Reich challenged it anyways and lost a timeout. So the Colts, their final drive of the game, down three, after a big sack on Josh Allen, knocked the Bills out of field goal range and forced Buffalo to punt for the first time in the second half on Buffalo's final possession. The Colts get the ball. They got no timeouts, and part of it was because Reich wasted a timeout, and actually the Colts got too cute with their timeouts in a couple other different spots during this game. So that's got to come up. The refs are going to be, I think, under fire, especially the replay official, L. Riveron, who has not done a good job since being promoted to that post. I'm not really sure why he is still the head of replay review for the NFL, but we're going to have to get some answers on why they kept the ruling on the field of a fumble by Pascal at the end of the game. It didn't come back to bite the Bills. But it looked like the wrong call. Mike Pereira of Fox said as much, that it should have been Bills' ball and there shouldn't have even been a Hail Mary attempt by Indy at the end of the game. Final score, Bills 27, Colts 24. We'll wait on their coaches. We are going to hear from some Bucks and Washington football team insiders next hour. That's the late game. Right now, the Seahawks and Rams are scoreless 3 minutes in. Seattle starting its first possession. Their offense has gone flat in the second half of the year. They were probably the best offense in the NFL over the first five games. Russell Wilson looked like a shoo-in to win the MVP award. The offense went in the tank, but the defense came alive. So they're probably a more complete football team right now, but they're not great at anything. It's a good offense and a good defense. It's a good Seattle team, probably one that's not good enough, though, I don't think at least, to win the Super Bowl. John Keim is reporting. This is from the Washington. Let me make sure I have this right. Okay, now it. Never mind. It's been, I can say, multiple reports. Alex Smith will be inactive tonight. So the calf injury is so bad. Really feel sorry. I mean, I'm not always this way. I have been a lot more lately just because of, you know, my life experiences over the last month have been life-altering. So I'm probably more prone to get emotional over things like this now than I was even a few weeks ago. I really feel for that guy. He comes back from a life-threatening injury. He almost has his leg amputated. I'm surprised that he was able to talk his family into letting him play again. But I guess when football is all you know, or when it's your life's work and that's where you make your living and that's your biggest passion, you got to take all that into account. So Alex Smith comes back and plays this year. He starts the season as the third string quarterback in Washington. You know the story. And for him to rescue Washington, go 5-1 for them as a starter, win the worst division in football, probably the worst division we've ever seen. But to win it at 7-9, to get in the playoffs, to now have to take a backseat and watch tonight, that's got to stink for him. Who knows if Alex Smith, I don't know what his future is in the NFL right now. I don't think there's any way Washington brings him back as a starter. I think at this point, he's veteran backup status for someone next year. Does he still want to do that? Will he want to continue as a number two quarterback somewhere? I mean, all that has to be on his mind right now, inactive because of a calf injury. So Taylor Heinicke, who for a long time was the Panthers' third-string quarterback behind Cam Newton, and has been a guy that really has only played in the NFL preseason, late in the preseason, like a guy that you would designate to start your last preseason game, he's going to get the call for Washington against Tom Brady tonight. Wow. And he looked good against the Panthers in Week 16, but that's Carolina. That's a team that, you know, was not even close to the playoffs. A bad team, looked good there in mop-up duty, a game that Washington lost, by the way. And it's his job and him alone now, because Washington cut Dwayne Haskins. So I'm not even sure who Washington's backup is at quarterback for this game. But it's not going to be Alex Smith who's out. 855-212-4227. Seattle and L.A. are underway after the Bills kicked off this new format wildcard weekend with a 27-24 win over the Colts. It was an exciting fourth quarter. 24 points got scored in total. And the Bills, who have been susceptible to Hail Mary plays this year, right? Arizona, and even the Chargers hit one. Got stopped at the two-yard line, but the pass was still complete earlier in the year. They got one when they needed it. They got a stop on a Hail Mary at the end of this one to preserve a 27-24 win. Josh Allen threw for over 300 yards, scored three touchdowns, two in the air, one on the ground. Stephon Diggs picked up where he left off in the regular season, came in with an oblique injury, was questionable. Six catches for 128 yards and a touchdown. For Phillip Rivers in what might be his last game with the Colts, 27 of 46, 309 yards, two touchdowns, and what might be his swan song as an NFL quarterback. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll go to Tampa and we'll get a report on the Bucs. Mike Evans playing, can that offensive line hold up? That's next. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.